Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building old-school rave bass hooks from absolute scratch, but we're doing it the modern drum and bass way, tight, controllable, and mix-friendly. Think early jungle and hardcore attitude in the mid-layer, but with a sub that stays disciplined and translates on real systems. Set your tempo to around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 works, but 174 is the sweet spot to start. And don't design bass in a vacuum here. Drop in a basic drum loop, even a placeholder. You want to hear the bass talking to the kick and snare while you shape it. Now create three tracks. One MIDI track called SUB. One MIDI track called Rave MID, and then group them into a group called Bass Bus. That group is going to be your control center, glue, tone shaping, and sidechain in one place. Let's start with the sub, because in DNB this is non-negotiable. Clean, stable, mono. On the SUB track, load operator. Use the simplest setup, just oscillator A, no FM. Set OSCA to a sine wave. This is your foundation, not the personality. Now shape the amp envelope. Keep the attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. For decay, around 300 milliseconds is a good starting point. Sustain depends on your vibe. If you want plucks, set sustain all the way down. If you want held notes, keep sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB, so it sits steady without feeling like an organ note. Release. Give it something like 50 to 120 milliseconds so you don't get clicks when notes end. Next, add a saturator after operator. This is not for distortion. It's for audibility and density. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. You're listening for the sub to feel more solid and present, not louder. Add EQ8. Do not high pass your sub. If the sub feels boomy in your room, you can do a tiny dip around 120 to 180 Hz, very subtle, because that's usually the room lies to you zone. And now the golden rule. Sub stays mono. If you need to enforce it, put utility on the sub and set width to 0%. This one step alone saves so many mixes. Before we move on, a quick coach move that's worth doing early. Pick your sub lane and commit. Decide whether your fundamental is living down around 43 to 55 Hz, like F to a territory, or more like 55 to 65 Hz, A to C. The old rave feeling often comes from the mid layer sounding like it's moving around, while the sub stays anchored to a small set of notes that the system reproduces confidently. Alright, now the fun layer, the rave mid hook. This is where the hooverish, resish, buzzy character happens. On the rave MID track, load waveatable. For oscillator 1, pick a saw. For oscillator 2, pick a square or another saw. You can drop OSC 2 down an octave, minus 12 semitones, to thicken it, but remember, this layer is not allowed to compete with the sub. We'll make space for the sub in a minute. Turn on unison, but keep it controlled. 2 to 4 voices is enough. Detune around 10 to 20. You want movement and grit, not super wide modern EDM spread. Now set up the filter in Waveatable. Go for a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere between 200 and 800 Hz. That's intentionally kind of muffled at first. Old school hooks live and die by filter rides. Add some filter drive, like 10 to 30%, for extra bite. Amp envelope on this layer. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay 250 to 600 milliseconds, sustain lower than you think, like minus 12 to minus 24 dB, and release 80 to 200 milliseconds. That gives you that classic punchy hook that feels like it's speaking, not droning. Now we old school lifi it with an effects chain. First, saturator. Push it harder than the sub. Try 6 to 12 dB of drive, soft clip on. Again, compensate output so you're judging tone, not volume. Next, auto filter. This is where we get that hands-on cutoff vibe, without doing modern wobble LFO stuff. Choose band pass if you want more nasal, focused rave tone, or low pass if you want it to feel bigger and smoother. Turn on the envelope in auto filter, and set the amount around 10 to 30. The point is, the dynamics of the note push the filter a bit, like a sampler or an analog filter reacting to how you play. Now add redux. This is your old sampler sauce. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 dits. If you go too extreme, it'll sound wild solo, but it can evaporate in a full mix. If it's too much, back it off or reduce with a dry slash wet approach by putting it in a rack later. Optional. Chorus ensemble, very lightly. This can give that tape rave smear, but we're going to keep the low end clean, so don't overdo it. Then EQ8. High pass this layer somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. You're making a promise to your mix, The sub owns the low end. If you want more presence, try a gentle boost around 700 Hz to 2 kHz. If it gets harsh, sweep 3 to 5 kHz and dip a little. Now mono and stereo discipline. Put utility at the end of the Rave MID chain and keep width somewhere like 50 to 90%. If it gets facey, narrow it. And here's a really strong technique. Make the width only happen above the weight. At the end of the chain, set EQ 8 to M/S mode. On the side channel, add a high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Now the sides are only the upper character, while the center keeps the body. That's how you get wide without making clubs angry. Quick phase check between layers. No plugins needed. Solo SUB and Rave MID together. Put utility on just one of them, and toggle phase invert left and right. Pick the setting that gives you more low-mid punch. It's not perfect alignment, but it catches the worst cancellations fast. Now let's glue these layers together. On the bass bus group, at EQ 8 first. If it's muddy, dip gently around 200 to 350 Hz. If there are resonant peaks, do a slow sweep while the riff plays and tame the worst offenders. Then add glue compressor. Think cohesion, not smash. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 100 milliseconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This makes the two layers feel like one instrument. Add a gentle saturator on the bus, 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on, then a limiter at the end as a safety net, especially because we're going to automate tone and drive, and those moves can create surprise spikes. Now sidechain, because this is DNB. Add a compressor either on the bass bus or just on the Rave MID if you want the sub steadier. Side chain it from the kick, ratio 4 to 1, attack about 0.5 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Set the threshold, so you get around 2 to 6 dB of ducking depending on how busy your drums are. If the release is too fast, you'll hear that flappy tremolo. If it's too slow, the bass disappears between hits. You want it to breathe in time with the groove. Now we write the hook. Pick a key that suits bass, like F minor, G minor, or a minor. Make a clip that's 2 bars long. Old school hooks love short loops that get energy from tone changes, not constant new notes. Here's a simple 2-bar idea in F minor. Bar 1, F1, then a rest, then AB1, then G1. Bar 2, F1, then a short stab on C2, then a short stab on AB2, then back to G1. Keep it simple. The power comes from repetition plus control. Groove tip. Nudge a couple of notes slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, for swagger. And make velocity matter. Don't just randomize it. In Waveedable's modulation matrix, map velocity to filter frequency a small amount, and maybe velocity to amp envelope decay. Now quieter notes become tighter and darker automatically. That's how a loop starts feeling performed. DNB arrangement thinking. Let the sub follow the root notes consistently. Let the Rave mid layer do the riff. The stabs, the little wrong note tension moments. For example, once per 8 bars you can hit a quick GB in F minor, that minor second above the root, while the sub stays on F. That's a classic early jungle tension move. Short, controlled, and it snaps people's heads without derailing the harmony. Now we bring in the vintage tone movement, and this is where the hook starts to feel like hardware. The trick is movement in waves, not constant chaos. Automate the Waveedable filter cutoff as your main sweep. Automate auto filter frequency as a secondary motion. Make tiny changes to redux downsample for that sampling artifact's vibe. And for hype moments, automate saturator drive up a touch. Here's a practical plan across a 16-bar drop. Start with the filter a bit closed, like 250 to 500 Hz. Every 8 bars, open it briefly into the 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz zone for excitement. Then near the end of the 16, do a quick half-bar scream, where the filter opens and then slams back down. And while you do all of this, keep the sub stable. The mid layer is the performer. The sub is the floor. If your hook feels too modern or too shiny, do the bandwidth limit move. After distortion, add a gentle low pass around 6 to 10 kHz on the Rave MID. That subtle roll-off is pure vintage illusion. Less extended top, denser mids, more printed sound. Optional but highly recommended. Build performance macro so you can play the bass like an instrument instead of drawing 10 automation lanes. Group your Rave MID effects into an Audino effect rack. Map macro 1, tone to Waveedable filter frequency and auto filter frequency, small ranges. Macro 2, byte, to saturator drive and maybe filter drive, with output compensated. Macro 3, crunch, to redux downsample and bit reduction in tiny ranges, because one step can beat a lot. Macro 4, push. can be something like a subtle change to glue threshold on the bass bus, or a parallel chain level. Now you can record yourself performing these macros in real time, which is honestly one of the fastest ways to get that authentic, messy but controlled rave movement. If you want even more modern control, add a parallel presence chain so the hook is readable on small speakers. In an effect rack on Rave MID, keep your main chain, and add a second chain called Presence. Put a Hr saturator on it, then EQ 8 high pass around 600Hz to 1kHz, then turn it down with utility, like -10 to -20 dB. Blend it in until you can still understand the riff at low volume without wrecking the sub. Now, the resample move. This is where the sound stops feeling like a synth preset and starts feeling like a record. Create an audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak filter, crunch, and drive. Then listen back and chop out the best moments. Drop them back in as fills. You can even put the recording into simpler and slice mode to get that break era, playable vibe. Resampling creates happy accidents that are hard to fake with pristine automation. A few quick mistakes to avoid while you build this. Don't make your sub wide. No chorus on sub. Keep it mono. Always. Don't forget to high pass the rave mid layer, or it'll fight the sub and you'll lose punch. Don't overdo redux and distortion. In context is what matters. Use it like spice. Don't over-automate every bar. Old school hooks are hypnotic because they repeat. Variation comes in waves, like every 4 or 8 bars. And watch your side chain release. If it's wrong, the whole groove feels wrong. Let's lock it in with a mini exercise you can actually finish today. Write a 2-bar riff on Rave MID. Loop it across 16 bars. No note changes. Keep the sub identical for all 16 bars, just following the roots. Bars 1 to 8, keep the filter around 400 to 700Hz steady. Bars 9 to 12, open it slightly and add a touch more saturator drive. Bars 13 to 16, add tiny redux changes, and then one big filter yell in bar 16. Then resample 8 bars and steal one tiny best moment as a fill. If you do that, you'll get a drop that feels like it's leveling up, even though the riff stays hypnotically the same. That's the core skill. Old school energy, modern control. This audio version is shortened for playback.